This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome, I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading a summary of an article on hydrocephalus published on February 13th, 2015. Intracranial pressure monitoring in pediatric and adult patients with hydrocephalus and tentative shunt failure. A single-center experience over 10 years in 146 patients. By Terje Saele and Per Christian Aide. Shunt surgery is the primary treatment of pediatric and adult hydrocephalus. However, shunt failure requiring shunt revision is a frequent complication and may be attributed to both over and under drainage of cerebrospinal fluid. At Oslo University Hospital, diagnostic monitoring of cardiac-induced intracranial pressure waves is used in the assessment of possible shunt failure and to pinpoint the type of failure. In this retrospective and descriptive study, the authors examined how often shunt revision was avoided due to intracranial pressure monitoring in the period between 2002 and 2011. They also examined how intracranial pressure waves were altered depending on the type of shunt failure. The study population included 71 pediatric and 75 adult patients. There were no major complications related to intracranial pressure monitoring. The procedure helped in avoiding shunt revision in 49% of the patients with tentative shunt failure. Mean intracranial pressure best differentiated over drainage, which was characterized by a higher percentage of episodes with negative mean intracranial pressure. Underdrainage was best characterized by elevated amplitude of the intracranial pressure waves, indicative of impaired intracranial compliance. Thank you for listening. You can sign up in iTunes for all JNS and AANS podcasts and videos. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.